China said today that the standoff with the United States may be closer to being resolved. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman said today that it was a step in the right direction when Secretary of State Colin Powell said over the weekend that he was sorry that a Chinese fighter pilot died in the collision with a U.S. spy plane. Since the incident 10 days ago, the plane and its 24-member crew have been detained on China's Hainan Island. Despite the apparent progress, China still demands that Washington must apologize for the incident. That's something the Bush administration refuses to do. China also is insisting that the United States end all surveillance flights along its borders, while the U.S. says those flights are legal and will continue. NPR's Tom Jeltam reports.
The U.S. Navy EP-3 aircraft that was intercepted by the Chinese had been on a mission to monitor Chinese radar and communication signals. Some of this reconnaissance work can be done with satellites and ground facilities, but intelligence expert Jeffrey Richelson of the National Security Archive says airborne stations like the EP-3 have important advantages.
A satellite's going to be overhead for a brief period of time. A ground station may be too far away to pick up relevant signals. An aircraft can go to a particular area, stay there for a long period of time. If it's a naval exercise, for example, they can monitor a very substantial portion of that exercise.
Aircraft like the EP-3 have been gathering intelligence about China's military for years, always staying in international airspace beyond the 12-mile offshore limit that marks China's territorial waters. But China has consistently objected. 1 year ago this month, for example, two Chinese fighter jets buzzed a U.S. aircraft flying one of these routine surveillance missions in the South China Sea. Though the April 2000 incident was similar in some ways to the one 10 days ago, the United States did not lodge a protest. A Pentagon spokesman explained at the time that the Chinese jets kept a safe distance from the U.S. aircraft. But the pattern changed in recent months. Sources say the United States significantly increased the number of surveillance flights along China's coast. Chinese attempts to interfere with the flights, meanwhile, grew steadily more aggressive, along with Chinese complaints that the flights were infringing on the country's sovereignty. Walter Slocum was Undersecretary of Defense for Policy in the Clinton administration.
The Chinese have raised these issues in the past. We have consistently given the answer, which is these are operations in international waters, international airspace. They're conducted in a routine, transparent manner, and there's no reason for the Chinese to object, and certainly no reason for them to interfere with them.
But China's detention of 24 crew members from one of these U.S. reconnaissance flights gives it some leverage, and the Chinese are using it. Chinese authorities have taken the opportunity to demand that the surveillance flights end once and for all. Appearing Sunday on Fox News, Secretary of State Colin Powell responded, "No way."
The United States has every intention of continuing to do the kind of reconnaissance and surveillance work we have done for decades, well known to everyone, that is essential to protect our national security and, frankly, the security of our friends in various regions of the world.
In practice, a senior defense official says, there have been no new reconnaissance flights since the Navy EP-3 was intercepted 10 days ago. But not because the flights have been suspended. None were scheduled during this period. And soon the U.S. military will face a tough decision: back off on the flights and lose vital intelligence, or go ahead with the flights, angering the Chinese and raising the risk of another aircraft being lost. Walter Slocum argues that the flights must continue, but he says there is room here for some discussion with the Chinese.
You might be able to work out some arrangements to minimize danger of interference and to have ways that the planes could communicate with each other, that kind of thing. We've done that with surface ships. It's conceivable you could have such an arrangement with airplanes. But the basic principle that freedom of navigation is, including air navigation, is something we shouldn't compromise.
U.S. officials, in fact, have been floating a proposal like this for the last several days, but without success. Chinese authorities continue to insist that the surveillance flights must simply stop. Tom Jeltam, NPR News, Washington.